calling on the government to save our economy. And the only way they can save our economy is look at our diesel prices and costs. Because if they don't put a cap on the diesel, take off the excise duty and carbon tax, the country will just stop running because people will go out of business. And like, I mean, haulage companies there that are employing a serious amount of people. I'm after being at a lot of meetings around the country, and there's serious concerns out there that they can't just stay running. It's not sustainable. So, like, I mean, we're calling on the government to save the economy. And, like, I mean, if they realise and look at the economy the way it will go, it'll just kind of stop. The whole thing will stop running.
And so, John, just ask, are Kildare Agriculture Limited, you are involved in those protests this morning. Were you one of the local organisers of this?
No, I'm not. Okay. To be quite honest with you, this is every individual person themselves with concerns, from haulage companies to people that own buses, to taxi services, to the farmers, to the agricultural contractors, and right down to the people that have to drive to work in the morning, bring their children to school in the morning. And with all these diesel surges and the way diesel is just inflating, the cost of food and everything will rise, because the contractor, like, I mean, the farmer puts the food on the table like three times a day. Like, every household needs the farmer three to four times a day. So from the contractor cutting silage, regardless to sowing corn, one thing and another, them surcharges are going to be left down to the farmer to pay. So he's going to have more to get more for what he's producing. So, like, I mean, everybody is going to be affected here. It's not just the hauliers, farmers, or anybody that's in business, small business, levy shops or anything like that. Right down to the table, the housewife's table, is going to be affected. And that's where we're calling on the government to save the economy by sitting down, cap the diesel and cap the petrol, and take off excise duty, take off the carbon tax, and try and save the economy, because the economy will not stay going. And that's like going to meetings, and the amount of people that you talk to, I mean, very stressed out, very tormented, and, like, I mean, and mentally people are not just able for the pressure.
And looking then to the protests now, we have been getting texts in saying there have been delays there on the M7 around Monastrevin, and then the likes of Junction 13 there at Kildare Village. What exactly is planned then for these protests? Are you aware of all of them, or are you just more familiar with the Kildare affected areas?
Well, talking to people on the phone this morning now, there's certain areas there that's starting to accumulate there now, coming in, say, from the Blessington side, coming in from the north side, coming in from Cavan, that area there. There's massive grouping there coming in, and the south side. But just to let people know, it's not just what's coming into Dublin that will hit the GPO and O'Connell Street. There is massive protests all around Ireland today. It's not just going to be Dublin. A lot of counties, big counties, Cork, Limerick, all them country counties go back up across the Sligo. There's protests all over the place. So, like, I mean, they're the concerns that's there. There's big concerns, like, as regards businesses, the whole future of our country, the economy, everything. And, like, I mean, the government really needs to sit down. Simon Harris, the Taoiseach, and Micheál Martin really wants to sit down, have a serious look at what's happening, and do they realise that the economy will just burst and the whole country will just stop running if they don't do something as regards the diesel crisis.
And now talking about that the fact that this is nationwide, a lot of main commuter routes are going to be impacted, or are already seeing the amount of vehicles meet. Are you expecting that with this level of I suppose, protests, that the government will take action on this?
Well, we would hope that they would take action on it. Yes, we were hoping. But as, like, I mean, As of today, they have turned around, they have gave the IRHA a small token towards the diesel, and they think they've done the wonders of the world. But sure, it's no good, because the diesel just keeps rising, rising, rising. And like, I mean, there has been talks with a couple of the farm organisations. Well, I won't say it, but one of the farm organisations and the FCI and the IRHA have went in, but they've actually got nothing, really and truly. You might as well say the government has more or less cocked their nose. Like, I mean, they gave a small token, to give a pure insult to the farmers and the contractors, 3 cents, and 0.4 it has to go back in VAT. Do you know what I mean? Like, I mean, it's totally, totally unacceptable the way they're treating the people that are all in business today. And Sorry, go ahead.
I was just going to ask, John, do you think that this is a one-off protest, or is this the start of a number of them about the price of fuel and the price of the home heating oil?
Well, yeah, well, yes, well, heating oil, yeah, the kerosene and all that, the whole thing needs to be looked at. Because they, as we know, the kerosene is for the house. And, like, I mean, there's a lot of old people and everything. And, I'm sure they're finding it very hard now with the rising cost of fuel as well. And the thing about it is, and no disrespect, but we have a government that's given away millions and millions to other countries. No disrespect to other countries that's at war. We understand that, we respect that. But the book stops here. We look after the people in Ireland here first. And then we look after them. We're the Irish people of the island of Ireland. Then we can look at looking after other countries and helping them. But, like, I mean, the book must stop here and look after your own people in your own country first. But just on another note of that as well, and anyone that is out there protesting or coming in motorways or heavy national roads or that, please leave let the emergency, leave an exit for emergency services to get by. Do not block them up, and make sure everybody keep safe. And this, like, I mean, the message I'm sending out there to people is, keep this a peaceful protest, matter where you're coming from, who you're with or what, but make sure it's a peaceful protest, because that's what it's all about.